Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
This is Parshat Ha'azinu, and I'm Guy Yitzchak, Austrian. Parshat Ha'azinu will be read this year on Shabbat Shuvah, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the period known as the 10 days of Tshuva, or return and repentance. As we try to figure out whether and how to do Tshuva, whether and how to pray during the High Holy Days, we may well wonder if it matters. Is there anybody listening? And will it make a difference to us or to the world? A midrash on our parsha reflects this doubt with a remarkably ambivalent meditation on God's attention. The Holy Blessed One at times appears and at times does not appear. At times hears and at times does not want to hear. At times responds and at times does not respond. At times may be addressed and at times may not be addressed. At times may be found and at times may not be found. At times is near, and at times is not near. This midrash speaks so plainly, reflects so candidly our human experience that God doesn't always seem to be there, doesn't always seem interested. Diseases go unhealed, children starve in silence, the cruel impose their will, and the greedy consume more than their share. At times, it seems that human beings suffer alone. But then the midrash turns toward a poignant sense of possibility, imagining that God searches for us, hopefully, even longingly, on Rosh Hashanah and the days that follow. Thus says the Holy Blessed One to Israel, "If you have done tshuva before me wholeheartedly, then I will receive you and judge you toward merit. For the gates of the heavens are open, and I will hear your prayers. For I am watching from the windows, looking through the openings." Thus Isaiah says, "Seek the Lord while God can be found." This is the 10 days of tshuva, when God is present among you. While the Midrash initially state that during most of the year, God may not always be reached, this second section states that during the 10 days of Tshuva, God is indeed available. We might ask, is God's presence during the 10 days guaranteed, making it the opportune moment to do Tshuva? Or is tshuva the prerequisite for bringing about God's presence, and with it, more divinity, compassion, and justice into our world? The Midrash suggests a response. During opportune times, such as the 10 days, God is especially willing and waiting for our tshuva, turning our way, peeking through the cracks and the barriers between us and the source of life. Our return to God will bring God pouring in toward us. In the Midrash portrayal, God's presence during the 10 days is latent, vibrant with potential. But it takes our tshuva to fully activate and manifest that presence. It's our responsibility, then, to do tshuva even without or before we feel God's presence, even starting from our lonely, unsure, doubtful state of mind. Only our own actions, our own tshuva, can erase those doubts, by bringing God into our lives. Because to truly do tshuva for the harm we cause each other and the world would be to stop doing the harm so that repair can begin. In our doing so, compassion and justice will be able to flourish freely. Yet, if repairing the world is our responsibility, then why call on God at all? Perhaps it expresses our feeling that it's too overwhelming a task for us to accomplish by ourselves. Our appeal to a force beyond us, more powerful than us, lets us acknowledge our own inadequacy and our need for help, just as God needs our tshuva to fully manifest the divine presence. The Haftarah for Shabbat Tshuva therefore begins, Tshuva Yisrael ad Adonai Elohecha, typically translated, Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. But the word ad, meaning to, can be read with different vowels as aid, witness. Read as such, the verse can be understood in two ways. Either, do tshuva, Israel, for you are the witness to the Lord your God. Or, do tshuva, Israel, for the Lord your God is witness. When the Jewish people return and repent, a powerful mutual encounter occurs between Israel and God, in which each sees and recognizes the presence of the other. The tradition teaches that now, in the days before Yom Kippur, we have an especially potent opportunity to ensure God's presence and to assist the emergence of divinity in and into our world, among, between, and within us human beings. All God's ways are justice, says the Torah in Parshat Ha'azim. God waits for us to walk those ways, so that God may walk with us, and we may find our way into the Book of Life. Fatima Tovah.